Hey there, welcome to the show. I'm Gary Zimek. Thanks so much for tuning in. Today we're going to take a look at the Mass readings for Tuesday of the 12th week in Ordinary Time. Plus, I'll be broadcasting an interview that I did, that I pre-recorded, on my morning show, Spirit in the Morning, with my friend Bear Wozniak. So I'm sure you're aware of Bear. He's an author, he's a speaker, he's a TV reality star. He's just about everything you can imagine. We're going to talk to him about his latest EWTN television reality series, The Long Ride Home. So that's coming up on the program. In addition, we'll have our usual little segments from the Christophers and Carlo Broussard. All that you put together, you get 30 minutes of this program. And I want to thank you for making this a part of your daily podcasting listening experience. I realize that you have a lot of choices out there, and I'm so grateful that you have chosen to listen to this one. I'm going to do my best to inspire you along the way. And my goal, and I say this a lot, I really mean this, my goal is to help you grow closer to Jesus Christ. And if you're someone who wants that, and honestly, if you're going to be a Christian, we all should want that, but it gets a little challenging sometimes. How do I do it? How do I grow closer to Christ? I'm going to try to help you through this program. I've been blessed to be able to do this on Blog Talk Radio for several years now, and I'm so glad that we're able to get it up and running again. And your comments and your prayers and your support, your financial support, are really the reason why this program is back. So I really want to thank you for keeping me going with this program. You mean a lot to me, and if there's anything I could do for you, please email me at gary@followingthetruth.com. That's my email address. I would really love to hear from you. Let me know what you think about the new format of the program. This interview thing is something that I never did before in podcasting, but I thought it's time to try it, especially now since I've been doing interviews on the morning show and have them available. So, again, this show is free of charge no matter where you go, Blog Talk Radio, iTunes, TuneIn Radio, totally free. You could download it. Please let your friends know that it exists and that it's available, okay? Would you do that for me? All right, I'm going to take a sip of... I realize I haven't been doing this a lot lately because of the fact that we have a limited time frame, but time for my beverage du jour. It makes its return to the program today. I'm drinking a nice hot cup of coffee out of my Mystic Monk coffee mug. It's been a long time since I've done this. Today, just regular coffee, chock full of nuts, if you must know. I'm a little out of practice with the beverage du jour, so I hope you indulge me and just be patient with me as I work on getting back up to speed. I hope you've got an enjoyable beverage. I hope you've got a snack. Hope you're ready to get started taking a look at the Mass readings. Let's begin in prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Holy Spirit, we ask you to inspire us as we read these Mass readings today. As we listen to the various segments on the program, please inspire us and help us to be able to think with your mind, and help us be able to understand the meaning contained in these readings and everything on the program. Continue to lead us and drive us so that we may grow closer to you, closer to Jesus, closer to our Father in heaven. We ask for these things through the most holy and sacred name of Jesus Christ. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Okay, short prayer to the Holy Spirit today. But I think so many times one problem we have, whether we're doing spiritual reading, reading scripture, whatever kind of reading we're doing, we forget to just say, come Holy Spirit, help me to understand this. You know, we try to do it on our own. Don't do that. Ask the Holy Spirit for help, and he will help you. So with that in mind, let's look at the Mass readings. Yesterday, we began the story of Abraham. We'll continue that today. And of course, he's still referred to as Abram at this point in time. The Lord had not changed his name yet. But yesterday, the deal was Abram was asked by the Lord to leave his homeland, which he did. He was asked to leave to go to an unknown destination. That's a big deal. A lot of us wouldn't do that, but Abram was willing to do that. Today, we continue the story. And we pick it up in Genesis 13, beginning in verse 2. Abram was very rich in livestock, silver, and gold. Lot, who went with Abram, also had flocks and herds and tents, so that the land could not support them if they stayed together. Their possessions were so great that they could not dwell together. There were quarrels between the herdsmen of Abram's livestock and those of Lot's. At this time, the Canaanites and the Perizzites were occupying the land. So Abram said to Lot, "Let there be no strife between you and me, or between your herdsmen and mine, for we are kinsmen. Is not the whole land at your disposal? Please separate from me. If you prefer the left, I will go to the right. If you prefer the right, I will go to the left." Lot looked around and saw how well watered the whole Jordan plain was, as far as Zoar, like the Lord's own garden, or like Egypt. This was before the Lord had destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah. Lot therefore chose for himself the whole Jordan plain and set out eastward. Thus they separated from each other. Abram stayed in the land of Canaan, while Lot settled among the cities of the plain, pitching his tents near Sodom. Now the inhabitants of Sodom were very wicked in the sins they had committed against the Lord. After Lot had left, the Lord said to Abram, "Look about you, and from where you are, gaze to the north and south, east and west. All the land that you see, I will give to you and your descendants forever. I will make your descendants like the dust of the earth. If anyone could count the dust of the earth, your descendants too might be counted. Set forth and walk about in the land through its length and breadth, for to you I will give it." Abram moved his tents and went on to settle near the terebinth of Mamre, which is in Hebron. There he built an altar to the Lord. Just as a little bit of a recap, what we're seeing here, what we saw yesterday, is the Lord is beginning the process. He's beginning the process of redemption. Now remember, what happened due to Adam's disobedience is that the relationship between God and man was disrupted. And essentially, the gates of heaven were locked at that point. Not due to God's fault, but it was due to man's fault, due to that disobedience. But see, God loves us so much that he's not willing for us to, he's not willing to give up on us. So he began the process of redemption. Ultimately, this process of redemption would result in the Redeemer coming to earth, Jesus Christ. And again, look at the process, how it unfolds. This all took place. The time of Abram is about approximately 1900 or 2000 years before the time of Christ. So it's a long process that's unfolding here. And this is one of the things to remember with God. He's got a plan, but his plan isn't always, it's not always instantaneous. It doesn't always happen as quick as we would like. And I think if we look at our own lives and we look at the things that happen to us and we get a little frustrated by God's timetable, looking at stories like this, looking at the story of salvation, will sometimes put our mind at ease and help us to realize that these things take time. And that God, just because he moves in a methodical and even slow way, it doesn't mean he doesn't know what he's doing, or it doesn't mean he doesn't care. He does. And so much of this is mystery. We're never going to fully understand the mind of God. We're never going to fully understand it, but we need to trust. And if we trust, if we are willing to give him the benefit of the doubt, and oftentimes that requires us saying, "Lord, help me. I can't trust you on my own. Please help me." If we're required to give him the benefit of the doubt, we're going to be a lot more peaceful. What happens here is a reminder that God chose Abram. He's the guy that's going to get this plan in motion. Ultimately, because Abram said yes and left his homeland, remember yesterday, we received a Savior. And again, this is a lot of things that had to happen over the course of the next 2,000 years. Many yeses had to be said, including the yes of our Blessed Mother Mary. Because all of these various people said yes, and you remember Moses led the Israelites out of slavery after Abraham. Abraham's time, and Joseph was involved. So many people were involved in this process that ended up with the coming to earth of Jesus Christ, our Redeemer. God picked Abram and to get things started, to gather a people together. These people would go on to be known as the Israelites, right? And that's what's happening here. We see that Abram gave Lot, his nephew, the ability to choose which area of land he wanted. Lot chose what seemed to be the better property. But because God had chosen Abram for a very special role, everything worked out and fell into place. And I think what we need to get out of this, we need to get a message out of this, that just because the odds are against us, and just because in through our human eyes what God's asking of us is impossible, or the situation we're facing appears to be impossible, it means nothing, because with God all things are possible. And that's why you should never lose hope, no matter what kind of problem you're faced with. God can always do the impossible, because it's not impossible for him. So this is a really important message. And again, the Lord's promising Abram, he's making another promise to him, saying that he's going to give the land that you see, I will give to you and your descendants forever. Remember, he's 75 years old and he has no descendants. And his wife is about 10 years younger than him. I think she's in her mid-60s. They're barren. They don't have any children. But Abram still is believing. Now, when we look at a story like this, it inspires us and it helps us to realize that trusting God is going to bring about good results. Ask Abraham to help you. You know, if you're looking for somebody to help you, say, Father Abraham, please help me. Help me to be able to trust the Lord as you did. Please pray for me. You can do that. Sometimes we forget these are real people who can pray for us. So that's the message today. And we'll continue to watch this story unfold. The psalm, the responsorial psalm today is Psalm 15. He who does justice will live in the presence of the Lord. He who walks blamelessly and does justice, who thinks the truth in his heart, and slanders not with his tongue, who harms not his fellow man, nor takes up a reproach against his neighbor, by whom the reprobate is despised, while he honors those who fear the Lord, who lends not his money at usury, and accepts no bribe against the innocent. He who does these things shall never be disturbed. Ultimately, if you and I look at the big picture is heaven, all right? We were created to live forever in heaven. This is just a mere, like a little speck in the overall picture of our life, this life on earth. Our life was created, we were created to be, to live eternally, to live forever. And ultimately, we're going to spend a lot more time, God willing, in heaven than we do on the earth, right? Because eternity goes on forever. You and me, we think about eternity, that's a really hard image to grasp. It's not an easy picture for us. But if we follow the Lord, if we do justice, we will live not only in the presence of the Lord here, but for all eternity with him in heaven. That's the goal. That's what we want to keep in mind throughout our lives. Each day, am I following the Lord? Am I doing his will? Am I doing what he would want me to do? And you know, if you take one day at a time, eventually, you're going to live each day following God's will, but take it one day at a time, and all of these individual days add up to our earthly lifetime. But oftentimes, we get so hung up with the big picture that we lose sight of the fact that one day at a time is the only way we can live our life. Gospel, once again, comes from the Sermon on the Mount, Matthew chapter 7, beginning in verse 6. Jesus said to his disciples, "Do not give what is holy to dogs, or throw your pearls before swine, lest they trample them underfoot and turn and tear you to pieces. Do to others whatever you would have them do to you. This is the law and the prophets. Enter through the narrow gate, for the gate is wide and the road broad that leads to destruction, and those who enter through it are many. How narrow the gate and constricted the road that leads to life, and those who find it are few." Man, this is another one of those messages from Jesus that is a little bit tough to take. It's a little bit of an eye-opener, but I think that's we need it. And if we're going to say we have this relationship with Jesus Christ, if we're going to call ourselves Christians and say that we are followers of Christ, we need to be able to hear what he has to say to us. Now, these words, even though they were first spoken some 2,000 years ago, they're spoken to each of us right now. And the Lord's saying to you, and he's saying to me, Gary, listen, you need to treat other people the way you wish to be treated. It's the golden rule. And he's also saying that the road leading to heaven, it can be a narrow road at times, narrow in the sense that it goes through Jesus Christ. He is the way, the truth, the life. He is the way for us to enter into eternal life. What does that mean? It means he gives us a set of guidelines. He's established a church and he gives us guidelines to follow. We can't say, legitimately that we are followers of Christ if we don't follow the teachings of his church. Those teachings of his church are the way that we will get to heaven. He's telling us what we need to do. And if you look at the Blessed Mother's final recorded words in sacred scripture, you remember what she said? At the wedding at Cana, John chapter 2, do whatever he tells you. That is the way that you and I can get to heaven, if we do whatever he tells us. So let's keep that in mind as we go through the day. Let's do whatever he tells us. And here we go, right here. He's telling us something. You can't say that God never speaks to you when we have these words in sacred scripture right here. Go and treat others the way you would like to be treated. Go love one another, including your enemy. That's the way that you are going to get to heaven. One day at a time, take each day as it comes. Be like Abram. When the Lord asks you to do something, you respond. And you do that, and you're going to be in great shape. There you go. There were the Mass readings for today. When we come back, we will feature an interview with Bear Wozniak, talking about his new reality series on EWTN television, The Long Ride Home. This is a recorded interview that I did with him on my morning show, Spirit in the Morning, on Holy Spirit Radio in Philadelphia. After that, I will come back. We'll wrap up the show. I hope you're going to be able to stay tuned. And again, thank you for listening to The Gary Zimak Show. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Christopher Minutes, thoughts on making every day count. I'm Tony Rossi. When escaped murderer Brian Nichols took Ashley Smith hostage outside her Atlanta home in 2005, she thought she was going to die. Ashley was a meth addict who frequently promised herself that she would quit drugs so she could be a better mother to her young daughter. She would beg God to change her life, but when he did, she would do drugs again. Now, Ashley believed, God was finally done with her. But the opposite turned out to be true. Nichols saw the book The Purpose-Driven Life lying on her table, and he asked her to read it out loud to him. He said he felt like he was fighting a spiritual warfare. Ashley convinced Nichols to surrender peacefully to the police, and since that night, she has been drug-free. This message was brought to you by the Christophers. Thanks for listening, and remember that it's better to light one candle than to curse the darkness.
Hey, we're excited because our friend Bear Wozniak is going to be joining us now. Bear's the host of EWTN's Deep Adventure Radio, which you can hear every Saturday at 6 p.m. on Holy Spirit Radio. He's also the star of the reality TV show Long Ride Home that now airs on EWTN television. Bear is an inductee in the Catholic Sports Hall of Fame. He's a two-time World Tandem Surfing Champ and Legends Stand-Up Paddle Surfing Champ. Bear is a long-distance cyclist. I'm not going to have time for the interview after I get through all of his accomplishments. He's a scuba diver. He's a skydiver. He's a private pilot. He's a mountain climber. He's a motorcyclist. A Benedictine oblate. Wow. I mean, this is just incredible. And a father of four.
He threw that in there, too.
Yeah. He is. And it's funny. And on his official biography, it says this: Bear Wozniak defies easy classification. And I would totally agree with that. Hey, brother, good morning.
A man beyond description.
Good morning. How are you, Bear?
Oh man, I fell asleep.
You are an accomplished person, my friend.
Just want to have fun and a little bit of adventure, right?
You sure do. Yeah. Hey, brother, it's been too long since we had you on. Welcome back to the program.
I know, man. It's like when I talk to Gary Zimak, it's like a waypoint, you know, in my life. But do you remember last November I was calling you when we were shooting season one of Long Ride Home?
Mm-hmm.
And the further west we ventured, all the way to California, I was getting up earlier and earlier having a call, man. And I'm already exhausted doing that long ride. I got to get up at 4 in the morning, 5 in the morning to talk to Gary Zimak.
Well, I appreciate
no that coffee.
I appreciate that you did it. And what I liked about the interviews is that when we would ask you, hey, Bear, where are you today? A lot of times you would say, I'm not really sure. So,
Yeah, that is true.
Hey, Bear, let's talk a little bit about the series Long Ride Home. Great, great show. And I want to ask you a question. When you wrote and filmed this series, what's the audience that you had in mind, or who is the audience?
That's a great question. Oh, by the way, we've already shot season two.
Wow.
We rode up to New Jersey, and Gary, so much stuff happened, so much adversity was thrown at us at the last minute that I didn't even think Gary Zimak's just about an hour away.
I know. We missed you. I know. We missed you.
You would not believe the spiritual attack that we were we were on the offensive, but we went through a lot of adversity.
Yeah.
And but yeah, so but no, the audience is my our challenge is always to challenge people to go deeper with God.
Mm-hmm.
But so many people how can I say, I can't relate to what we present on radio and TV because they're not there yet. I mean, it's the greatest teaching in the world, but. We wanted something that was real, you know, a real reality show, and something that was gritty enough so that the guy that drives a black pickup truck while he's scanning the dials, you know, at night would see this, these guys on motorcycles and go, oh, this is cool, what's this?
Mm-hmm.
And then pretty soon we've got them hooked and they're learning about deeper conversion with God. And then for the people out there that have, like women especially, or grandparents, that have, how am I going to reach my son? Or my husband, or how am I going to reach my, you know, my brother? Going to our website, deepadventure.com, and sending the link to the show. We're giving you a way for you to participate with us in evangelization. So EWTN has it up 11 p.m. on Sunday nights, but for the week after the show airs, it's available on YouTube. So people go to our website, deepadventure.com, they can share the link, and they can help us evangelize people.
Yeah, Bear, you talk a lot about riding the wave of the Holy Spirit. You use that phrase all the time, and you certainly live your life that way. What would you say to the average person, the regular person who's just trying to get closer to the Lord, to make it through one day at a time? How can we better respond to the promptings of the Holy Spirit? Because you know a lot of times the Holy Spirit tells us to do things, and we ignore them.
Yeah, if you do that, you're missing out on the ride of your life.
Right.
I mean, you can see in Long Ride Home, The last year we did the part of the camera, part of the crew that came with us said, Hollywood could never do this because you guys are actually being scripted by the Holy Spirit as the day goes through. You know, like I'll say, I really want to meet up. I really felt the nudge from the Lord to meet up with first responders and military people, and God brought them to us.
Wow!
But the thing is there's nothing more adventurous than responding to that nudge that we may have. And you get it, like I was just doing my morning catechism, so I do that on Facebook Live every morning at 7 a.m. Eastern on people who follow Bear Wozniak. And I said, you know what, tomorrow, this is what I want you guys to do today. Everybody pray that they're having a divine appointment. And then tomorrow, instead of my giving the catechism teaching, let's all talk about what happened.
Uh-huh.
You know, because stuff happens when you say, Lord, order my day. And you really mean it. I'm going to abandon myself to your will. And when you feel a sense that you should do something, do it. You might be wrong. You know, you may be totally wrong. But if you're a baseball player and you hit bat 300, you're considered a Hall of Famer, right?
Right.
So even if you're wrong most of the time, if you move out, and as you begin to move, it's like I remember riding a motorcycle. We had a guy that three times dropped his motorcycle, and he did it when he was standing still.
Wow.
You know, as he started to slow down, the bike fell over. It's hard to maintain balance when you're not moving, but when you move forward on that motorcycle, then you can begin to steer it. You know, you can hardly turn the tire when you're just sitting still. But when you start to move, then the Lord will begin to direct your path. So enjoy the adventure. God has an adventure. He wants to use you, and it can be in fun and exciting and spectacular ways. It's probably going to be in the way that's most natural for you.
That's a great message, and I think one of the most difficult things that many of us deal with, and we talked about this at the start of the program, is accepting the fact that we are not in control. And you talked about when you're filming the series, things happen. You're under attack. You run into adversity. What's the best way to deal with the unexpected things that happen to us in life?
I would say look forward to it.
Wow.
Especially the bad things, because I have found in my life, I remember as a young man, I was looking for a New York bank, and they were closing the L.A. office.
Mm-hmm.
And I was driving home from over the Malibu Canyon. This is when I lived in California. I go, well, 2 years from now, everything's going to be awesome.
Yeah,
I'm going to be happy and smiling, so why not live in that reality? And when things go bad, I tell you, you know this.
Right.
People, you know, when you seeking to do God's will, there's always going to be the brick wall in front of you.
Right.
And it's the coolest thing in the world when you walk and it just evaporates. And then for those times when it doesn't, it's just the Lord saying, not now. You need to stay here in prayer. Let me form you more in my image. and let me prepare more, you know, for what's about to come. But it's at the detour that the adventure begins. It's at that wall of whether it's suffering or whether it's a lost job or whatever it is, it's that wall that makes us stop and look. You know, I look at it not as an obstacle, but kind of like a takeoff ramp. You know,
mm-hmm.
you get enough speed in prayer, and that those obstacles will lift you. So don't. It's at the obstacle. That's the time in life when life gets exciting and interesting. Doesn't mean it's not going to be painful, but with right. suffering it comes the stripping away of our own agendas mm-hmm. and the abandonment to God's will. It gets to a point where you can say, wow. Lord, just save me, help me, you know, help my unbelief. Those are the greatest moments in life.
I totally agree.
Never pass an altar. Throw yourself on it.
Mm. Amen. Mm. Hey, Bear, we have just about a little over a minute left. I want you to quickly talk to somebody who's listening to the program saying, the long ride home, this guy's a biker, I can't relate to him, why should I watch the program? I know that they're going to get something out of it, but I want you to talk to that person. Why should everyone listening tune in to the long ride home?
It's gutty and it's gritty and it's real. If you want to see like the way the disciples were, they were a band of brothers on the move, you know? And you see us functioning. You can see us beginning to develop a camaraderie, intimacy. And this was not a retreat. We thought it was going to be. It became mm-hmm. a military campaign, like Jesus going out in the desert, taking on the biggest bully on the block, Satan, or the monks of the desert, St. Anthony of those in North Africa. They went out in the desert, and they took on Satan. And some of them even were bruised and scarred. So we see Satan as a punk. And when we went out into the desert, we went to make a stand for masculine Christianity.
Right.
And we decided we would take the ridgeline again and let people see that we love Jesus.
Awesome.
And it inspires people. It will inspire you if you watch it.
I totally agree. You are an inspiration, brother. Bear, where can we find you online?
Go to deepadventure.com, and episode one is up permanently on our site. And we play each of the episodes for a couple weeks afterwards so they can get my newest books and everything. And all kinds of long ride home.
Perfect.
All kinds of stuff.
Thank you so much, brother. I'm going to have that linked at spiritinthemorning.com. Thank you for joining us, Bear Wozniak.
Atheists sometimes attack religion by saying it's a crutch for the weak-minded. They'll say, religion is for those who can't think for themselves. Does this objection justify atheism? The answer is no, and here's some reasons why. First, the objection is not an argument against theism. It's merely an assertion. Someone's use of religion as a crutch says nothing whether or not God exists. Second, what's wrong with using a crutch if one is deficient? If you break your leg, using a crutch is actually the smart thing to do. As fallen human beings, our intellects are weakened. Consequently, it's not unreasonable to acknowledge we need help from God in our journey back to Him. So, a believer's appeal to religion for direction in life is not a sign of intellectual weakness. It's actually the intelligent thing to do. That is, if the religion is true. I'm Carlo Broussard with a Ready Reason for Catholic Answers, Catholic.com.
And welcome back to the show. Thank you so much, Carlo, for your insight. Also want to thank Bear Wozniak for being on the show today. And I want to thank you for listening to the program. Remember, for more information about my work, if you want to invite me to speak at your parish or maybe speak at a conference that you might be leading, the best place to go is my website, followingthetruth.com, followingthetruth.com. If there's anything you need, if you have comments about the show, gary@followingthetruth.com is my email address. Also, thank you for your prayers, for spreading the word about the program. Please remember, I'm still in need of additional donations to be able to keep this program free of charge and continue on with my work. If you believe in my work and you would like to support me financially, all you need to do is go to followingthetruth.com and click on the Donate tab. Right from there, you can donate through PayPal totally securely online. You can make a one-time donation or you can become a monthly sponsor. And I want to thank you in advance for anything you're able to do there. Thanks again for tuning in. God willing, I'll be back with you tomorrow for another episode of the show. Remember one thing, wherever you go today, whatever you do, the Lord is right by your side. What you need to do is turn around and make sure you say hi. Until next time, this is Gary Zimek. Thanks for tuning in. God bless you. The Gary Zimek Show is a Following the Truth production. Our theme music is Sunshine by Kevin MacLeod. It's licensed under Creative Commons by Attribution 3.0. Find out more by going to incompetech.com. Thanks again for listening. God bless you.